President John Dramani Mahama has stated that ECOWAS states should focus on implementing containment measures in the fight against the deadly Ebola rather than measures that isolate affected countries. President John Mahama was reacting to some ad hoc measures taken by countries to ban flights and other vessels coming into their countries as a step to curb the Ebola virus, opening the extraordinary meeting of the ECOWAS Assembly of Health Ministers on Ebola in Accra. President Mahama noted that such moves have adverse economic consequences. He suggested that WHO's recommendations should be strictly adhered to. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The fifth extraordinary meeting of the ECOWAS health ministers was called at the behest of ECOWAS chair President Mahama to take concrete actions to prevent further spread of the deadly Ebola virus. So far, more than 2,000 people have been infected with the disease in the sub-region and about 1,000 have died. President Mahama stated that the spread of the virus only goes to remind ECOWAS leaders to fiercely map out regional solutions to common social problems. Citing the preparedness of Ghana towards the possible outbreak of the disease, President Mahama said significant resources have been committed. About 10,000 protective clothing have been acquired, public education stepped up, and the Ghana Armed Forces is instrumental in the construction of isolation and quarantine centers. He lamented that the Ebola scare is having devastating socio-economic consequences, not only on the affected countries, but also those not affected. ECOWAS Chair President Mahama is confident that with a strong collaboration and political will, the Ebola scourge will be completely defeated.
In the panic to prevent Ebola from spreading, some reactions are rather having a negative effect in isolating and ostracizing some affected countries and worsening the situation. Some countries, informed, have placed a ban on vessels that call at the ports of affected countries and have placed a ban in allowing these vessels to enter their ports. I think this is negative. This, combined with the cancellation of flights by many airlines to these areas, is creating difficulty in getting vital supplies and personnel into the affected areas. We must implement containment measures, but we must not implement measures that isolate and ostracize the affected countries. Excessive restriction of travel and border closure will adversely affect the economies of the sub-region. An African proverb says, when your neighbor's house is on fire, you must go and help him to quench it.
The regional director of the World Health Organization, Dr. Louis Sambo, stressed the need for member states to ensure full adherence to WHO guidelines on Ebola prevention. He suggested to ECOWAS heads of state to quickly declare a national emergency to mobilize resources to contain the disease. Dr. Sambo strongly opposed the ban on some international flights to and from affected countries. He described it as an ad hoc measure that is tantamount to stigmatization.
There should be no general ban, I repeat, there should be no general ban on international travel or travel restrictions to the affected countries. WHO has noticed that a number of countries in the African region are taking decisions inconsistent with the recommendations of the International Health Regulations Emergency Committee. For instance, some countries have closed borders and entry points and banned flights to and from affected countries. This is creating isolation and stigmatizing them and making it difficult for us and other international partners to transport personnel and supplies and other resources that are required to fight the epidemic. I would like to call all governments in the region to adhere to the international health regulations and to the recommendations of the emergency committee.
Some health ministers from the sub-region could not make it to Accra for the meeting due to the ban on some international flights from their home countries. The African Development Bank has committed $60 million to the sub-region as grants to boost immediate response to strengthen health systems. Other international communities have also made significant pledges in support of preventive efforts. ECOWAS Chair President Mahama says member states will not rest until the deadly Ebola disease is completely wiped out.
That was Pascaline Adadevo's report.
Meanwhile, President Mahama, as ECOWAS chairman, has paid tribute to the senior physician specialist in Nigeria, Dr. Ameyo Adadevu, who died from Ebola whilst treating a Liberian health official, Patrick Sawyer, who reported to a Nigerian hospital. He says such heroes and heroines who lose their lives while serving their country and mankind should be remembered and celebrated. President Mahama was speaking at the opening of the extraordinary meeting of ECOWAS Health Ministers on Ebola in Accra.
Some of our hard-working doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers have already paid the ultimate price for their dedication to work. We must do more to recognize them and let our appreciation serve as a clear incentive for others who have chosen to stay the course. One of these dedicated heroines who gave her life in saving many others is Dr. Ameyo Stella Shade Adadevo of Nigeria. In a rather amazing but sad twist that shows that outbreaks of this kind do not respect boundaries, Dr. Adadevo may have been of Nigerian nationality, but from a family that has its roots in Ghana. In fact, she has Ghanaian relatives. She was one of the senior health professionals who attended to the Ebola-infected Liberian officer Patrick Sawyer, who flew to Lagos and later died of the illness. Dr. Adadevo and her colleagues acted fast to place Mr. Sawyer in quarantine and resisted pressure to have him released from hospital, a situation that would have resulted in many others getting infected or even dying. But sadly, just like Mr. Sawyer, she too succumbed to the disease. She died trying to do what she loved most, saving lives, and may her soul rest in peace.
President John Mahama.